Welcome to Mysteries, Myths, and Legends. I'm Taylor.
I'm Savannah.
And welcome to the show. Happy Wednesday, everybody.
Hey, everyone. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. If you celebrate Christmas, it's about to be Christmas.
Yes. Woo-hoo! We're so excited about that, honestly. I just had my, we had like our company Christmas lunch today. So
was it good? Fun. What'd you eat?
Some pasta and salad.
Always a good meal. It's good. Mm-hmm. Always a good meal.
And one of my coworkers dressed up as Santa, so
I love that. Love that so much. Mm-hmm. You know, speaking of the holidays, we are recording right now, obviously, as you guys can hear. But after, me and Savannah are going to do something very holiday vibes, mm-hmm. and I'm excited. We're going to this place called Tanglewood Festival of Lights. Dun dun dun. Mm-hmm. It's really cool. I mean, I've been like every year since I was little because I'm from here. And mm-hmm. it's basically like a drive-through light show. So you drive through it and you put your like radio on a certain station. And so that they play the music that lights it, like aligns with the lights.
Oh, yeah. That's cool. It is cool. I've never gone.
Ah, I'm excited.
So I'm excited about it.
It's cool. And it's honestly pretty cheap. It's like, you pay by the car load. Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. we're filling my car full of people and we're going.
Yeah, it's cheaper if you bring more people. So we're bringing everyone.
Exactly. So that'll be fun. We'll have to tell you guys how it was next week when we come back with our story. Mm-hmm.
Well, we might be skipping next week.
Well, whenever you eventually hear from us again, you'll hear how the lights were.
Yeah. We may be taking some time off for the Christmas holiday, but you know, you might hear us next week. We're just not
don't know.
Quite sure yet.
We don't know. We live in the past as you guys are listening, so you know, it's kind of hard to make plans for the future sometimes, especially when it's Christmas time and you have to go to a million people's houses and stuff. So
yeah.
You may or may not hear from us next week, but you'll at least hear from us soon.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's really all that matters. And you know what else, speaking of fun times, I got invited to a 5-year-old's birthday party this weekend, and it's at a trampoline park, and I'm going ham on these children.
Oh my god, I haven't been in at one of those in so long, and I love them.
Probably the last time I was there was when with you, years and years ago. Oh my gosh,
I want to go. What?
I know.
That sounds like so much fun.
I am so excited. I hope that there's like it's a new one here that I've never been to. And mm-hmm. so I hope there's dodgeball. And those little kids, they're getting no sympathy from me. Nope.
We need to go. We need to go sometime.
We should. We definitely should. The one downside to that is that I'm also taking my niece to meet Santa before. And then we're going to lunch. So I'm going to be jumping on a full stomach.
Oh,
so maybe I'm going to try to have something light before. Because that might not be the best thing for me.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, please, if you would, go rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And go check out our YouTube for all the fun things there. And I guess that's really all I have for intro topics. Oh, I'm lying to you. Oh, I'm so lying to you.
Okay. What is it?
Okay, Savannah, as we speak, pull out your phone.
Okay.
I came across a TikTok, which is, of course, not unusual for me. And I wanted mm-hmm. to send it to you earlier, but I was like, no, this must be saved. So go watch it. We'll return in a moment.
Okay,
so now we've came back. Savannah has watched the video. We've determined we're going to play it for you guys. So Savannah, play it.
Nessie come to the United States. A mysterious sea creature was just spotted off the coast of North Carolina, and it's got a lot of people scratching their heads.
What on earth is that?
Look at that.
The giant sea creature was spotted off the coast of North Carolina.
I stood up real quick and I said, oh my gosh, it was kind of like we saw a dinosaur.
The Twitterverse is going into overdrive.
Oh my god.
Okay, we're going to have that linked in the description below if you want to see the actual video, because there is video, it's not just audio. Mm-hmm. But it really looks like the Loch Ness Monster.
depicted. It does. The Loch Ness Monster in North Carolina.
In North Carolina. And if you, yeah, if you're just now tuning in and you don't know, me and Savannah live in North Carolina. So when I saw that today, I was like, if we have a Loch Ness Monster here, we got to go immediately and visit.
Oh, my God.
However, to burst the bubble, I personally, I think that's just a really big saltwater alligator.
What? An alligator?
Yeah.
I would not have thought, like, I don't know what
I would have thought of. You don't think so? I think, okay, so rewatch it again later, and then, like, picture in your mind maybe it's a big alligator.
An alligator? Wait, where was this scene?
I don't even know.
Did you see what part of North Carolina? No, I don't know. Because, like, I'm like, I guess. I don't know if I've ever seen a saltwater alligator.
Well, there are. There are. I promise you that. And I've never seen them either, but...
Is that what, like, other people were saying?
Wait, this is... Okay, hold on. Because today is not... I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm at a loss for words. Apparently, this is, like, a common thing happening in North Carolina. I see things from January of 2023, March of 2023. This is maybe a bigger thing than I originally thought it was.
Nessie has been here all year.
Dude. Maybe Nessie has been here all year. I'm seeing a lot, I'm seeing a lot. Okay, I don't know. All that I have to say is that maybe it is Nessie. Maybe it's not an alligator. I don't know. Go watch a TikTok and vote for yourselves.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be the question for the week if you listen on Spotify. So let us know if you think it's actually the Loch Ness Monster or if you think it's an alligator or something else. But... Mm-hmm. Anyways, yes, now officially done with intro topics.
Okay. But I'm just still shocked because that kind of did look like, I don't know.
And that was we'll see. Clear video, too, and very up close.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This week, I have a really fun story, I would say. It's, like, a little bit of a mystery and also, like, a tradition that people do around the holidays.
Okay.
So, have you heard of Mary Lloyd?
Absolutely not.
No?
No.
Okay. So, this is a South Wales tradition. So, over in Wales, this is going to be similar to caroling, but also not, and, like, weirder.
Okay. So, I already think caroling is pretty weird, if I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, no, once I describe what this is, you're going to be like, what? Why? What?
I'm excited.
So, to start off, I think I'm just going to use this quote I found from, it was actually from Wales.com, which, you know, just website I found, I guess. So what they had to say is, you'll never forget the moment you first see a Mary Lloyd. She has lights or baubles for eyes. Her mane is made of colorful streamers or holly and ivy. A white cloak falls from her skull, which is attached to a pole, which is held by a person inside it. They control the character's mischievous nature, often snapping their bony jaw at you. So from that, like, do you have any idea what I'm talking about?
I wish, I so unbelievably wish this was a video formatted podcast for my reaction to that sentence, because I can't picture what you're saying. I'm pretty sure almost to a T, but I have never heard of that.
So yeah. If anyone out there can't really, like, they don't know what I'm describing, so I'm going to try to describe it a little bit better. So, the Mary Lloyd is, like, people make these with, they use a horse skull.
Wait, I have a question before you get farther into it.
Yeah, yeah.
I just want to ask if it's something like I'm picturing. Is it like the, like in Mulan, when people are underneath the dragon making it move, is that the kind of vibe we're going for?
Yeah, 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 kind of like that. Yeah.
Okay, but like it's not a dragon, obviously. It's like a scary bone witch.
Well, thing. It's not scary, but okay, I don't know. They use a horse skull.
That's a little.
So it's like a horse.
Okay. Okay.
So they're under like a blanket, holding the horse skull with a stick, and they're like, you know, puppeting it around. You know what I mean? Like pretending they're the horse.
Totally.
And the horse, like it's decorated with, like I said in that quote, it has like lights in the eyes or like Christmas ornaments, like the balls.
Yeah.
And like they use streamers or some plants or something as the mane, and they just like decorate this thing up.
Mm-hmm. No, it sounds cute. The skull part is a little frightening.
I know. It is a little bit. But
I mean, personally, me, I love that. I love. Yeah. Love the use of a skull.
Yeah. So yeah. So this person is just like underneath the horse, but it's like prancing around with it. And then there's going to be somebody who's like sort of like the leader of the group, and then like a bunch of other people around too. So it's like a group of people with this horse.
Okay.
And then I did say it's like caroling. So they go door to door.
Okay.
Okay, I also wanted to mention the horse's skull. People usually, like, this, back in the day, they would, like, get the horse's skull from, like, a local farmer or somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
Somebody who would have one.
Yeah, that's, you know, what it's not really that's, just coming. Yeah, that's what I figured.
And also the horse, like, they're decorated differently every time. So it's not, like, one standard way of making it look. They kind of just like all look different, you know. So that's a fun part of it. Yeah. So and it's this tradition, it like people do it within a time frame, but like not on a specific day. So it's like between Christmas time and like mid-January.
Oh, okay.
So like any time in between then, you would expect this to go down. So yeah, they have all these people around them and, like the leader. And then they said, it was like merry men as like the rest of the group, which, you know, whatever that kind of means. And then, sometimes there would be individuals dressed as stock characters. And this thing just kept coming up, of Punch and Judy, and I've never really heard of that before.
I've never even heard of any of the words you just said before.
Okay, well, I don't know. Punch and Judy? I have heard of, like, Merry Men, like Robin Hood and his Merry Men.
Oh, no. I know Merry Men, but the rest of them, no more.
But then the characters, like, yeah, they would dress up as these characters called Punch and Judy.
Okay.
And apparently, I, like, looked into it a little bit, and Punch and Judy, it's like a... It was a popular, like, puppet show that was, like, a slapstick comedy where Punch was, like, the husband and Judy was the wife. And they were, like, I don't know. I guess they would, like, fight and, like, scream and stuff.
I've definitely seen Punch and Judy.
Yeah. So people would dress up as them to go around for this, too.
Oh, I didn't know that's what they were called. But, yeah, I've definitely seen them.
Okay. Yeah.
We'll post a picture on our Instagram.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's, like, the little crew that they had going on most of the time. And they would carry the Mary Lloyd to local houses and, like, knock on the door. And then they would start singing this song.
Okay.
The song is in Welsh.
Oh, darn.
So I don't really know if I could sing it. But it is, I'm pretty sure it is, like, the same song every time.
Okay.
Or at least similar. But basically how it goes is like, hi, we're here, like, let us in.
Ew.
So they're like, let us inside, please. No. And then the people at the door, usually, like, they're supposed to say no at first, right? Mm-hmm. So then, and then they go back and forth. They're like, please let us in. They say no. They're like, okay, please let us in. And they're like, no. And they're like, come on, like, please let us in. Okay. They, like, just keep going back and forth. And if the person, like, the owner of the house, like, the, yeah, the people inside, they say, okay, fine, like, come in. So then they go in. Or, you know, sometimes they just give up and they're like, fine, we'll leave. But usually it's, like, playful and they wanted them to come in anyway, but they're like, we're going to say no a few times.
Yeah, for sure.
Because, you know.
I get the vibe.
It's, yeah. Exactly. Because, yeah, the tradition is, like, you have to say no at least once for this. Yeah. And this whole time, like, they're singing back and forth. So the other person, like, knows what song, like, what they're supposed to be singing to say no as well. So.
Yeah.
So that's a fun part of it. So, yeah. And eventually, when they do let them in, they go inside and they would be given food and drink. Which is, like, ooh. Usually they would have, like, these cakes and, you know, like, beer or wine.
Mm-hmm.
Delicious. And Mary Lloyd is known to be mischievous. So she will try to, like, steal things and chase people around and, like, just, like mess around.
In their own house.
Yes, in their house. I'm guessing people would do this to, like, obviously people they know, right? Like,
I mean, I would come to your house, but, like, I wouldn't go into some random house.
Yeah. So, like, if you're messing around, you're like, oh, the horse is stealing your candle. Like, I don't know. Something like that. They're, like, playing around, like, pretending the horse is stealing stuff. And also, like, sometimes there would be musicians in the group as well. So they would have, like, somebody playing inside the house. So it would just be, like, a little party. And then eventually, you know, they would get up to leave because they have to go to the next house, obviously. They have to keep it going.
Obviously. The party never ends.
Mm-hmm. So when they leave, they wish everybody there a happy new year and then go on their way.
I mean, that sounds like a vibe.
Mm-hmm. I know. There is a video from the BBC of somebody singing the song.
Okay.
And I'll link it below so we can do that.
Cool.
Or, I mean, I guess I could just, like, play it over the mic. What do you think?
Play it.
Okay. Let's do it.
Does this song have a name? Do you know?
I really don't know.
I just want to know if it's, like, happy, fun sounding, or if it's, like, eerie and, like, minor key creepy vibes. You know?
It's, I don't think it's, like, creepy.
Hmm.
I don't know. It's just, like, in a different language. So
yeah.
There's that. True. I don't know if I should skip forward because I think the beginning of this video.
Just skip forward. We can just hear a little clip of it.
Okay. The jingles from the
jingles. Sunday.
Well, good morning, the world. God bless you, the new world. The oven, I'm good. The oven, I'm good. The oven, I'm good. The gun Os noch o'n i genad roch lywed yn gwniad, pa fodd mae'r madawiad, pa fodd mae'r madawiad.
Okay, so that's a little snippet.
That was not what I was expecting.
Yeah, so they sing that.
I cannot imagine. Okay, now, actually, I think I'm losing the imagination of this happening.
Like, oh, yeah?
I'm just
yeah?
trying to picture them coming into my house, singing that song. Looking the way that they do.
I mean, it's hard when, like, you don't speak the language. You don't really know what they're saying. But
that's true, but I just feel like it's kind of just, like, a slower song. I was expecting, like, a hyper song, I guess.
Well, I mean, this is like a really old tradition.
You're right. They did not have like EDM back in the day.
Yeah, and that video is actually really old too. It was in black and white.
Oh wow.
And it's by the BBC. It's like 5 minutes long. So if you want to watch the whole thing, it's linked below. But yeah, I thought that was really cool that they had like a whole video showing it.
No, that is really cool. I'm glad we got to hear the song.
Mm-hmm.
I would have rather heard you sing it though.
Me learn. That's what I do, like, to prepare for this episode. I'm just gonna like learn the song.
Yeah.
By next year, maybe.
Okay, good.
Okay, so the origins of this like tradition are very questionable. Like, people don't know where it came from, really. So that's why I said it's kind of like a mystery. And even the name Mary Lloyd, like, people don't exactly know where that came from.
I'm just gonna ask. I was really gonna ask how that came about, because that is such a random name.
There are some like some guesses on like why it's called that, and the one that I think is like could be true is that it translates sort of to gray mare, which is like a mare is a horse yeah. Right, so because I guess Lloyd is the Welsh word for gray, and that Mary sounds like mare.
Yeah,
so I'm guess like that's what I like out of the things that I've seen, like the reasons that I've seen, like that's one that I think is most believable. But there's a few other ones out there, that it could be from the English term Merry Lewd, which refers to like a merry game, which is like, I guess so.
I mean, I guess,
yeah, but like, yeah, I think that's less likely. And then there's also, that people think that like the name Mary Lloyd could be like Holy Mary.
Oh.
So relate to like Mother Mary.
Interesting.
But you know, like a lot of things, a lot of the stuff that I found said that this tradition reaches back farther than Christianity in this area.
So
it's probably not that.
Probably not that. Right? That's crazy. Yeah. Well, I like the first one, gray horse.
Yeah, it's probably just that.
Yeah.
Simple, but, you know. Yeah. So the first, like, recorded instance of this is in 1800. Like, that's when it was first written down. But, like, people say that they have had this tradition from longer than that. But yeah, like the first time it was written down was in 1800 in J. Evans's book, A Tour Through Part of North Wales.
So, okay. Yeah. Long time ago.
Mm-hmm. And so this tradition, it was also has been recorded as the horse.
Oh, okay.
Or the canvas horse.
Creepy.
So instead of Mary Lloyd, people would just say the horse, in the first half of the 19th century. So
interesting.
So yeah, and you know, over time, from back in the day, like over time, it sort of died out, and people weren't doing it as much as they used to. And by the 1960s, a lot of people like were not really doing it anymore. But people wanted to sort of revive their traditions. So right around then, like around the 60s and 70s and stuff, they started to make a comeback because they're like, we need to keep our traditions alive, keep our heritage alive. So the Marys, they came back and they still make an appearance today around this time.
No way.
So. Yes.
I was going to say, should we bring it over here and, like, do it to our friends?
That could be fun.
We're going to have to learn the song, though.
Yeah, true. I don't know if it's, like, people still go door-to-door with these or, like, because I did see that people go to pubs with this. So,
I mean, that could be fun.
Mm-hmm. They go to pubs, and then there's also, like, festivals where people will have these.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. So, because, of course, it's a big party, so obviously we have to bring Mary.
Yeah, duh.
And there's, like, a different, like, modern approach to this tradition, because, like, you know, now you need to, people, like, are involving kids and stuff, so... the horse is sometimes made from cardboard and paper and not like a full horse's skull. Yeah. So.
Okay, well, that's good.
So, yeah. I'm guessing, like, in the festivals and stuff, they're like, okay, we're going to get the horse skull. But a lot of the time, they'll just, like, make them out of paper.
Mm-hmm.
So. That's good. Like, people know how to make them look pretty good for made out of paper. Like, I've seen some. So. So, yeah, I don't know. I think this is a fun one.
No, I like that.
This is a really fun tradition that I've never really heard
about. I like it. I think that, okay, hear me out. What if we do, like, a mashup between, wait, what's this guy called? Mary Lloyd?
Yeah, Mary Lloyd. Ma'am,
sorry, not guy. So, I think that we should do a mashup between Mary Lloyd and Christmas Caroling, where we sing our regular Christmas songs, but dressed as Mary Lloyd.
Yeah. Okay. Honestly, okay, and I did want to bring up, there are caroling songs that are kind of similar to, like, the fact that, like, they're saying, we want to go in your house.
Oh, okay.
Because there's, like, that song, that says, like, now bring us figgy pudding, or else we're not going to leave.
Okay, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I do know that
song. I forget
what
that song's called, but...
Bring us some figgy pudding.
Exactly, yeah.
It's Wish You a Merry Christmas.
Yeah, We Wish You a Merry Christmas. So it's like they're singing that song and they're like, bring us food right now or we're not leaving. So it's like people have always been doing this.
That really is so funny.
Yeah. So.
Love that.
Yeah.
Love Mary Lloyd.
We love her.
I thought Mary Lloyd was going to be a person. Like when you first said Mary Lloyd.
It sounds like, yeah.
I mean, I guess if you think about it, like she is. This is the soul of this horse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there's many of her, too.
Love all the Mary Lloyds.
Mm-hmm.
Love her. Well, you know what's funny? I'm classifying Mary Lloyd as a girl boss just because I feel like she is, you know?
I mean, she is, yeah.
Yeah, well, I have a girl boss for you today, too.
Ooh, okay.
In a different way, though. Far, far different way. For you, I have the legend of Gryla.
Gryla.
Miss Gryla girl. Okay, no, her name is not Miss Gryla, but throughout the story, I probably am going to call her Miss Gryla just because I think it's funny.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel that. I mean, that does sound vaguely familiar. So.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to see. I mean, I'm going to say right now, you're correct. It should sound familiar to you. So... this story is coming from Icelandic mythology, which I found that is pretty much where all, like, holiday legends come from. Like, Iceland. Like, last week, your story came from Iceland. We've talked about a couple others, like the Christmas cats from Iceland. And just even more in this one is... So that's just very interesting.
I don't even remember my story from last week.
You know what's funny? I don't either, but I do know that it was from Iceland because, I was listening to your story as I was writing my story. So, anyway, also to note, we have actually mentioned the topic of Gryla before, which is probably why she sounded so familiar to you. But we only mentioned her very briefly, so I thought that it would be a perfect time to do a deep dive into who is Miss Gryla.
Oh, okay.
So for one, obviously, her name is Gryla, but she's also known as the Christmas Witch. So this is the legend of the Christmas Witch.
Much more fun. Oh, I love that.
Yes. Now, the description of Gryla. She is a horrifying monster who is also a giant that lives deep in the caves of the mountains in Iceland. So, you know, maybe immediately we don't love Gryla so much anymore. So it's pretty much believed and understood that Gryla is a tactic to scare kids into behaving, which is pretty typical, but it doesn't make her story any less terrifying. And also, it's not always, like, that wasn't always, like, her story's been used for other ways as well. So we'll get more into that later on. But it's really important to know that this story is so old that the, like, oldest that it's dated back to, at least up until this point, is the 12th century.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is old. Yeah.
But scientists are, like, probably even more than that.
Oh.
But, okay. Like, that's just, like, the first accounts that have been found. So, like I said, her story that I'm going to tell you, it was used to scare kids. But originally, this makes no sense to me. Originally, back in the 12th century, when it first started going around, her story was used to get kids to go to sleep at night. Which, I'm sorry, if you're telling me a scary story, like, about a hideous monster, that's not going to make me want to go to sleep. So,
yeah,
I don't really know. Maybe it's reverse psychology, but originally, when the legend of Gryla came about, it had absolutely nothing to do with the holiday season whatsoever. It was just like, this scary monster's going to come get you if you don't go to sleep. So, somehow, over the centuries, you know, several centuries later, her story changed to teach kids that they need to behave and be good all year round. Similar to Santa, you could kind of say she's like Iceland's female Santa. Love that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
In a different way.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of cultures make up characters to make their kids be good.
100%.
You know, like, there was definitely,
they can't be good
recently.
On their own.
Yeah. Yep.
They need to be, like, horrified and traumatized into it.
Right.
Like, I don't, fear tactic teaching, you know, I'm not sure it works the best, you know? I'm not so sure.
Yeah, but, like, somehow it's, like, the go-to for people. I mean,
it,
I don't know.
It really is. I think it's just, I mean, this is from the 12th century. It's just been going on for so long, you know?
Yeah, and we're still doing it today. Maybe not with Santa, but with, like, Elf on the Shelf.
Elf on the Shelf. Okay, I never did Elf on the Shelf.
I didn't either, but, like,
and I still have never done
actually,
it.
We've had it for my youngest sister.
True.
But we, but, like, I didn't have it when I was little.
Yeah. I've never done it to anybody. I've never had it done to me. At first, I didn't even understand it. But I think it's really funny. And I've seen some really funny videos of those.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, yeah, it's the same thing. Basically, Elf on the Shelf, he does bad things to get you to be good so Santa can bring you toys. So,
mm-hmm.
Crazy. But, anyway, so, just keep in mind, it's very interesting to me that her story has changed, like, over time, like, from being just, like, a regular, original, like, monster, boogeyman-type figure to now she's, like, this Christmas witch. So, keep that in mind. Anyway, in the middle of all that's going on, like, in between her story kind of, like, switching, everybody is kind of horrified of Gryla. The kids are, like, not, they're, like, freaking out because they actually think that Gryla is coming to get her. It was a very prominent story. Like, everybody knew it. Everybody was, telling it everywhere they were. And it was actually, like, pretty much like an epidemic of being scared. So much so that in 1746, a public decree was passed prohibiting telling the children, of, like, anywhere in Iceland, the story of Gryla.
What? They had to ban it? It was that scary?
They banned it. Back in the 1700s. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yes. And yes, I will eventually tell you the story, but I have to gotta build it up, you know? Build up the suspense of the story of what mm-hmm. is so scary mm-hmm. about Gryla. So, I just think it's funny. Like, these kids were absolutely losing their minds because of her. Like, Miss Gryla girl. You really have the whole town traumatized, the whole country.
Like, it was really that bad.
Yeah, it really was.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, so moving along, we have mentioned it so many times, but Yule is referred to as kind of like the Icelandic Christmas. And it's described to be like a time not only to bring together relatives, but also, like, living and deceased people. But not only even that, also elves, trolls, and other magical and spooky creatures who inhabit the land. So that quote actually is, that whole thing I just said is actually a straight up quote from a Smithsonian, from the Smithsonian, that's based on old Icelandic manuscripts, which I'm like, that's cool. Like, they really actually believed in magical creatures, like genuinely. And I'm like, so are they real? Like, I just want to know.
Right. Yeah. I mean, maybe.
That's what I'm saying.
Maybe that's the proof. That's all the proof we need.
I know.
We're too distracted by our phones nowadays.
Yeah, exactly. They don't want us to see the cool creatures and trolls. Yeah. Okay. So one final thing before we get into what Miss Gryla does. Let me tell you what she looks like. I did mention she's a literal giant. I don't know. It's her height. It differentiates, but like minimum 7 feet tall, way taller than that too. So she's huge. She is said to be absolutely hideous, which I feel like is a little bit mean.
Yeah, that's like a mean way to describe her. But it's like, if that's the first thing that people say, then I guess it's true. Like, I don't know.
Yes, it is. So let me tell you why she's hideous. She has 15 tails.
15? How?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's just Gryla. And actually, her tails are so strong, they're so powerful, that each singular tail can hold up to 100 bags of children.
Oh my god! Oh my god, bags of children.
Yeah, so we'll get more into the bags of children here in a minute.
No, oh my gosh, you're already starting to, like, scare the little kid in me.
I know.
It's like, I can see how these kids were scared.
That's what I'm saying.
Like
I haven't even got into it, and I'm already scared of Gryla.
Yes, like, this ugly giant has, like, it's strong enough to carry bags of kids.
No, bags of kids. Without even, like, using her hands. She can have her nails done. Like, horrifying. So, it's also said, as if none of that is already creepy enough, that she has eyes in the back of her head so that she can see everything.
Of course
ears so long that they hit her nose so that she hears everything. Her teeth, black, rotten. She has a beard also, and not judging the beard, but I am judging the beard because it's all matted together and disgusting and things are, like, in it. So that's gross.
She could at least take care of it.
That's what I'm saying, girl. Like, public, not public, what's it called? Hygiene. Whatever.
Yes, exactly. Personal hygiene.
Personal, there we go. The words are not coming to me naturally today. Personal hygiene, Gryla, let's learn about that. And last but not least, she has hooves for feet, so.
Oh, lovely. Okay. Yeah. But, like, regular hands?
I actually don't know what her hands look like. I'm just imagining she has, like, acrylics on her, like, a human hand. But no, she's like a troll giant monster. So I'm assuming maybe claws.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So back before Gryla was this huge Christmas holiday Yule story, tales say that even though, as ugly as she was, which is so mean, this guy actually did want to marry Gryla, which I'm like, oh, cute, love birds. And so,
go ahead. Like, I feel like the reason is because he's probably mean to kids as well, right?
Maybe.
He's like, maybe. You're the only one who would be as mean to kids as I would.
So, no, you see, this is the important clarification. This is before the bags of kids. This is before her story turns into the Christmas story. That's the bag of kids. The Christmas version is the bag of kids. The before that version is just like, she's going to come get you. Like, she lives in the woods.
Okay. So right now she's just like kind of ugly.
Like, she's just, like, a scary monster that lives in the woods.
People don't like her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And a public, I would honestly not even say monster. Like, I would probably say she was just like someone, a public outcast who had to go live in the caves. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, anyway, so back in those times, this guy, he met her and wanted to marry her. And so they got married and moved in together, which I'm like, oh, cute. Okay, Gryla, she had a humble start. But then, very quickly, went downhill. She grew bored of him. She was like, I'm bored. I'm done with you. So what does she do? Savannah, can we get one guess as to what Gryla does to him?
She kills him.
Well, I feel like that's a given, but
is she gonna like eat him or something?
Oh yeah, she eats him whole.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
You know how it goes. Yeah. So most people joke that Gryla is Iceland's first feminist because
of my gosh.
Which is so funny, honestly.
Like, he said, I'm bored, I'm eating him.
Break up with your boyfriend because I'm bored, or girlfriend, whatever the Ariana Grande song is. That's what Gryla was singing. She had it on blast in her cave while she was eating her first man. so, yeah. Anyway, so moving away from that Gryla, switching back over to the bag of children, Gryla. She's the holiday queen, let me tell you. She loves celebrating Yule. I feel like that also is like a common thing, is like everybody who celebrates Yule, they love it. Like, Yule is their life, which people are like that about Christmas here in America.
Mm-hmm.
People, they go hard. And so people go hard for Yule. And Gryla
and, is okay, Yule's number one just fan. Just to like jump in, like, you, like, honestly, a lot of the Christmas traditions we have now came from Yule.
Exactly. So, like,
it's pretty much still the same
thing. All the same. Yeah. Precisely. I mean, I hope nobody likes Yule as much as Gryla does today. That's all I gotta say. But, yeah. So, yeah, she's the holiday queen. And so all other times of the year when it's not Yule, and so Yule is the 2 weeks after Christmas. We've already talked about this multiple times, but just in case you've missed some episodes. So other than those 2 weeks out of the year, other than the Yule celebration, she spends her time full time chilling in her caves. Lazy. Bored. She doesn't do anything. She just chills. Vibes. Which is honestly goals. but when Yule comes around, she's out and about. And, you know, she's on it. She's putting in her 2 weeks of work so she can rest the rest of the year. So, last year, at this very same time, probably I'm going to guess like 50, around 50-ish episodes ago, Savannah, you covered the stories of multiple Icelandic legends. And mm-hmm. one of those being the 13 Yule lads.
Yes, I do remember that.
Yes, and they were these 13 little lads who just love to go around causing mischief during Yule. And if you haven't listened to that, definitely go listen, because it's a great episode. And it's a great, like, precursor to this story. Because what is interesting is, so after Gryla, you know, she ate her husband. Of course, how could we could forget, you know, couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
It is said that she was remarried a second time.
Oh, okay.
To a troll-like man.
Oh.
So I guess, you know, a different kind of, I don't know what that means, monster maybe, I don't know. But together with her second husband, they had 13 sons. And these 13 sons are indeed the 13 okay. Yule lads. The apples do not fall far from the tree.
So she's their mom.
She's the mom. So honestly, I was pretty shook at that. When I read that, I was like, wait, there's no way. Because that's why they're so mischievous at Christmas. Yule. Like, yeah, we haven't, I'm about to tell you her story. I am. But
I love that, because I think, I probably did mention her. And yeah. That's why I remember her a little bit.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow, I love that.
Exactly. So, finally, the part that you've been waiting for. While Gryla's sons, the Yule lads, are out causing their mischief, as they do, so is their mama. You know, Miss Gryla, she's out in them streets. And she's hungry, okay? She, it's said that she's able to detect if kids are being bad. Obviously, you know, she's got the naughty nice meter going off in her head. And basically, since she's been hibernating all year, she's hungry, she's ready to go. So what she does is that she will go to all of the children's houses who has not been good that year, because she just knows. And she rips them out of their beds and throws them in a bag and carries them on her 15 tails, of course.
Oh, my God.
And so if you have to think, each tail carries 100 bags of children. Now, I couldn't get the unit of how many children fit in a bag. But, like I don't know if it's, like, one per bag, two per bag. I don't know. But that's a lot of kids. Okay. That I can't math. Okay. But that's, like, a lot.
That's scary for a kid. What?
Yeah. But, Savannah, you might have to ask, like, what's she going to do with these kids in these bags?
I mean, is she not going to eat them?
Yeah, but how? How is she going to eat them? Well. Miss Gryla's favorite food just so happens to be children noodle soup.
Oh, what? Children noodle soup?
No, actually, most websites call it naughty kid soup.
Oh, my God.
Naughty kid stew.
Naughty kid stew. Oh, my God. Yeah. She makes them into soup.
Yep, she literally cooks them into a soup. And once she starts, her appetite is insatiable. So she just, keeps eating the stew until she's full. And she has so many kids that honestly, like, it does last her throughout the year to continue to eat the naughty kids stew.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So obviously, that story scares me as a 26-year-old adult sitting here. That would horrify me as a kid.
Oh my gosh.
Like.
Yeah, that would make me be good.
Yeah, for sure. So you may be asking, Savannah, you may be asking one last final question. Where is Gryla today?
Exactly. I was thinking that.
I know. So, her first husband, obviously that didn't work out. Remember, she ate him. And her second husband, the troll husband, aka the father of the Yule lads, they ended up breaking up, but she didn't eat him. They parted ways amicably. So good for them. But it actually is said that today, Gryla is married to her third husband, Lepaluoy. Hope I'm saying that correctly. I'm probably not, but they are said to be living together in the cave of Dzimu Borgir lava fields. Okay.
Okay.
And that she's still continuing her traditions every Yule by chilling in the caves and going out during Yule, collecting kids, and her new husband eat the naughty kids too. Yep. And so they call her the Christmas witch simply because she kind of resembles Santa Claus, and I think that the witch part is just coming because, like, the stereotypical, like, witches make stew, like,
I mean,
like
that and
children
and, yeah like, and she's eating the children.
So yeah, that's the legend of Gryla, the Christmas witch.
Wow.
Crazy. I mean, that's just bonkers, honestly.
That is, wow. I don't know what to say. Because, why is my first instinct to go, wow, she's kind of like a girl boss.
That's what I'm saying. Like, low-key girl boss. That's what I'm saying. We got some girl bosses this episode. I wasn't expecting that. Yeah. She girl bosses, you can girl boss in a bad way, and that's what she's doing. But, that doesn't make her any less of a boss.
You're right.
Like, she runs her stuff, so.
Yeah, she does.
Not the way I would do it.
See, she provides for her and her husband.
She does, and her family. She raised her boys. And the troll man, they raised their boys. Mm-hmm. And even though they're bad, too, I guess it runs in the family.
So. Yeah, it does.
Yeah, crazy. Wow, I love those little, our little stories, our little holiday silly stories. I love them today. Absolutely love them. But definitely go check out our Instagram to see pictures from this week. We have lots to share. And go rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, please. And if you're listening on Spotify, scroll down and vote in the poll. Because I want to know if you guys believe that was the Loch Ness Monster or not.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I want to know. But yeah.
Yeah, and go watch that video. Watch both videos
that
we're posting.
Yeah, they'll be linked at the top. First two. So, get on that. That's your homework for this week, you guys. It's like 5 minutes, so you can do it. Mm-hmm. But have a happy holidays. Have a happy holiday season to all. Mm-hmm. And to all a good night. No, I'm just kidding.
Exactly. Yeah.
But let's, I'm actually not. There. Yeah.
And to all a good night.
All right. Well, I guess we will, maybe or maybe not, see you guys next week.
Cue the music.